Residents of Seaview Gardens and surrounding communities are to receive training in a range of skills to be offered by the St. Andrew Workforce College. The institution, launched February 18, is to be established in Seaview Gardens in West St. Andrew and will provide competency-based training and international certification for unattached youth 17 years and older. The multi-sector initiative is being implemented through the HeartTrust NTA, the Caribbean Maritime Institute, the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, and the Ministry of Education, as well as the Logistics Hub Secretariat. The project is also being supported by several private sector interests, including Flow, Sutherland Global, Kingston Free Zone Terminal, and Kingston Wharves. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton, who conceptualized the initiative, says the school aims to offer something different from other training institutions.
This college is therefore geared at our young people who may not be able to attend traditional theory-based colleges, but who are ready to enter the workforce or are required to upgrade their skills and certification based on employers' needs.
Minister Hilton says the site for the college is a key community within the nation's industrial and maritime belt, noting that the institution must be viewed in the larger context of building a globally competitive workforce.
When I speak of a globally competitive workforce, I speak of a future where our young people will be able to meet the demands for skilled labor in international companies operating locally and abroad.
Persons will be trained in a variety of areas, including mechanical maintenance, electrical installation, telecommunications, industrial security operations, warehousing and distribution, port operations, stevedoring, refrigeration and air conditioning systems maintenance, truck driving and forklift operations. Minister Hilton is commending the Ministry of Education, the Caribbean Maritime Institute and all other stakeholders for their contribution towards the successful launch of the college. For his part, Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the college is an important step in the training of a highly skilled workforce.
This is a good matrix for the future of the nexus between industry, commerce, employment, enterprise, and education.
Minister Thwaites says the establishment of the college reflects a critical change in the philosophy of what education is about and how purpose is given to such enterprise.
The Ministry of Education wishes to offer its support for this venture because it is education that makes you trainable. It is training that makes you employable. It is employment that makes you productive. And it is productivity that will make us prosperous.
Chief Executive Officer of Kingston Wharves Limited, Grantley Stevenson, says the entity is pleased to be associated with the project, noting that the opportunity exists for the development of a symbiotic relationship between the institution and Kingston Wharves. Mr. Stevenson says, in order to prepare individuals to function successfully in a fast-changing world, emphasis must shift to the 21st century skills.
Having access to a pool of individuals who are trained and developed in areas such as energy efficiency technology, telecommunications, technical mechanical skills, and seafaring will add value to Kingston Wharves, and not just Kingston Wharves, but the entire port.
He says Kingston Wharves stands ready to work with the industry minister on the project, as the entity will benefit tremendously. Upon completion of the training program, successful candidates will receive certification through the National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica, NVQJ, Caribbean Vocational Qualification, CVQ, Caribbean Examinations Council, CXC, and City and Guilds to prepare them for employment and entrepreneurship.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from Zika V. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.